T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so we talked to Ben Volen yesterday. He wasn't in studio because he's down in New York City. And we were asking him, when is Roger Goodell going to be speaking? Apparently, he spoke later on that afternoon. And play a couple of these things here from Roger Goodell. So I think it was Bert Breer that actually asked him, why no Washington football team written report? You know, there's an investigation going on. I think he brought up there's 250 pages on Tom Brady. He wrote up 150 pages on Richie Incognito. He wrote 100 pages on Ray Rice. So why not now?
Well, I think that's exactly what we engaged Beth Wilkerson to do as an independent counsel. She met with, as I said, nearly 150 or more than 150 people, went through all those documents. All those individuals had an opportunity to speak to her if they wished. Some did not want to be public. Some wanted to. They're welcome to be public if they wish to. But we want to make sure we're protecting the people who came forward, who had to relive those experiences, because we wanted to make sure we understood what it was, with the objective of making sure that we had the best possible workforce and workplace policies, procedures, people surrounded in those organizations, and the highest standards that respect others and make sure that we have a safe environment for all of our employees.
Okay. So this was quickly rebuffed.
It was.
Right away, yeah. Lawyers, I think, for the 40 representatives said, this is not true. These statements are false. You had women that had talked to them saying, oh, we wanted transparency. We didn't mind about anonymity. We wanted it out there. We wanted this story out there. Nothing he says is true. So it's like you got people that are involved in this case on the other side. And Roger Goodell can just sit up there and say, well, why no written report? Well, it's because, you know, we promised anonymity.
No, let me read this to you, because this is from Rachel Ingelson.
Yeah.
It says, you mentioned you said it was false. It said, we were told our identities would be kept confidential in a written report, meaning if I spoke about something that happened to me, there would be no way Dan Snyder, or others could trace the info back to me. Not that there would be no written report at all. So to me, obviously, I tell you what, they can't hide from themselves, can they?
No,
like every single time, I can't think of anything, or any profession, any job, any business where the ownership and leadership are more obviously hypocritical than the NFL.
But the thing is like
it's comical.
There's just no accountability.
Well, like, it's just like so they ask you a basic question, clear question, written reports and all these other things, and you tell me, well, we want to protect everybody. And the people who you said you're protecting are saying they didn't want that. That's not what they told you.
No, but it's just like that's a lie. Like, he's speaking lies. So, okay, so he lied. Then now what? Like, nobody cares.
Lisa Banks.
He never has to answer to anybody.
It's amazing.
He just sat there and said, this is why we did it. Yeah. Bye. I'll talk to you at the Super Bowl, and I'll handpick what questions I want. I'll never have to address this again. I will just stand there.
He's
I won't
it.
Say anything. Sure. I will lie, and I will move on, and nothing
good.
Will happen.
He's good.
That's just the way it is.
I don't know. Is this like, listen, he gets paid a lot of money to do this. And then, so here's Lisa Banks. She says, I represent 40 former employees of the Washington football team who participated in the investigation. Goodell's statement is false.
It's false.
It's just so blatant. Where are these people in this little, media scrum? Why? And there's no follow-up questions, by the way.
Those people were not allowed to be in the media scrum. Come on.
No, but it's like, it's almost like you almost wish that they would have said, okay, listen, this is how it's going to go. Okay. Hey, Albert Breer, okay, listen, Albert, okay, you ask him this, and then I'll tell him I'm going to ask something different, but my question will really be a follow-up to yours, and I'll use, because you know what he's going to say, you know what he's going to lie, but none of these guys want to do it because they're afraid they're going to lose their privileges. Like, they won't be able to ask questions.
Right, so then Ben Volen, our guy.
Remember, come on, Ben, go get him, Ben.
Well, Ben, what are you going to ask? What are you going to ask? Well, this is what Ben Volen came with.
Hey, Roger. You know, Daniel Snyder wasn't formally punished, I don't believe, and it doesn't seem like there has been a ton of accountability. Why is it that John Gruden, the coach of the Raiders, is the one that's received the most accountability out of all of this?
Well, Ben, with all due respect, I just went through several of the steps that we took against Dan Snyder. So we disagree on that accountability. And the important point for us is to make sure that the organization is doing the right things, that people are held accountable, and those types of things will not be able to happen again in that organization or any organization in the NFL, is what we talked about today.
So there you go, Ben.
But what did, here's the thing,
Ben.
What did happen to Dan? Like, what happened to Dan Snyder? Like, did he lose a draft pick? Did he lose money?
I was going to read the report and try to figure out exactly, did they lose a draft? Nothing. Fines?
So he's no longer the NFL owner of the Washington football team. It's his wife. He's going to every game on Sunday. It's just a technicality. He no longer owns the team. His wife does. So he still technically owns the team.
Sure he does.
It's ridiculous. And for this clown to hide behind, oh, we punished him, we fined him $2 million or $10 million or whatever it was,
I tell you,
is a joke.
And this will never happen in another organization again.
We're here to protect the women.
I can promise you. Does anyone believe that? No. Like, does anyone believe that? That they have just, whew, the NFL has stepped in now, boy. No one will even think of doing anything like this ever again. Sending pictures of topless cheerleaders. That would never happen again.
But don't you kind of, don't you in a way, kind of respect the fact that he knows he's full of crap and he goes up there and he says it anyways? He knows he's full of crap. He knows everybody else knows he's full of crap.
$10 million.
He knows that no one gets a follow-up.
Wait, no draft picks, $10 million.
And $10 million fine addressed to the Washington football team, not Dan Snyder. It was very, very specific in terms of who they addressed the $10 million fine to. It wasn't the guy who was sending nudes of the Washington football team cheerleaders to John Gruden.
So this guy's penalty
from
for this
at Redskins
massive
email.
Investigation. Was a $10 million fine.
It was Garrett Richards'
How
contract.
Much is he worth?
More than Garrett Richards.
Like, you think billionaires care about a fine like that?
He owns multiple D.C. Radio stations, so he can control the narrative there, too. He's worth so much.
What a joke.
Like John Henry.
What an absolute joke.
He controls our narrative.
Yeah, yes.
In a way.
Great program director.
Thank you, John.
What an absolute joke.
I'm not surprised.
But just the fact, and it's a beautiful thing if you can find yourself in that position, where you're like, I'm going to hold a press conference. Everybody can ask me questions. And I'm going to lie.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to follow it up.
Yes.
And I don't have to address it ever again. Like, ever again.
That's my point. Don't you at least sit there and go, okay, well, God, I guess I have to kind of give him credit
for... Kind of jealous.
For just, yeah. Like, he just says whatever the hell he wants. And then when people call him out, they have to call him out over Twitter, or, you know, where he can't actually answer it directly. I mean, he's doing his job. He's doing a damn good job of it. You call him a buffoon all you want. He just completely avoided all the scrutiny. It took every last hit for Dan Snyder and the Washington football team.
Judy Batista came out and asked him, you know, whether it was covering up how this looks to the rest of the league, I think. Go ahead.
There's certainly a public perception. I'm going back to the other subject. There's certainly a public perception that in an attempt to shield the women who spoke to investigators, that in the process the league has shielded an owner from full responsibility for what happened in his organization. What is your level of concern that is the public perception of the NFL, and what's the level of concern among owners?
Well, I think if the public understands what we did release, including the documents and the recommendations that Beth made, all 10 of her recommendations were implemented, that was released. We summarized all of the findings that were very open about the things that were happening in that organization that we do not think meet NFL standards and should not be part of a workplace in the NFL. So I think we've been very open about that. I understand the media would like more transparency. I understand they would like more emails.
But you're not going to get it. I understand that you would like me to answer all your questions. Of course, listen, hey, Judy. I understand what you want. Listen, you're not getting a damn thing. And you know it, right?
Yeah,
I wish they would do like an R-rated version of this where everybody has to say exactly what they're thinking.
Why can't you be the interpreter? Like, he says all this crap, and then you go, listen, this is what he's actually trying to say. You're not going to get a damn thing out of me.
Yeah, you ain't getting beep out of me. And so, you know it, right?
Yeah.
You know it. You know I'm just messing with you.
The other hot topic, that one that Roger Goodell was to address yesterday, was people asking about the status of one Deshaun Watson.
There obviously are other... I'll call it legal approaches that are being made either through civil cases. Obviously, the police have been investigating also. We don't have all the access to that information at this point in time, and we pride ourselves on not interfering in that, being cooperative as we can to make sure we get all the facts. But I think that process is still ongoing. And until that process is ongoing and we have enough data and enough information to be able to make a determination of whether he should go on commission or exempt, we don't feel that we have that it's necessary information at this point.
Hmm. Okay.
Do you believe that?
What part?
I'm just saying, like, if a player in the league is under investigation, you don't think the NFL has guys to, like, you know, find out exactly what, you know, people in the police or Houston Police Department or whatever, you don't think they would discuss a case at all, like what evidence they have? I guess you can't really do that if you're the police, I suppose. But I just find it hard to believe that the police aren't sitting there saying, okay, you got that tape of Ray Rice? So, do you have that, which they didn't get and they claimed they never got? Or do you have the tape of, who was it? Was it Kareem Hunt in the hallway, in the hotel?
You have pictures of what Greg Hardy did with his girlfriend?
It's almost like, well, there's an investigation going on. We have absolutely, I don't even know what the charges are. I mean, my head's in the sand.
Wait, why do you think that they're able to acquire...
Patriots have connections and local authorities?
I know, but okay, so the NFL doesn't? Let's say I own a Subway, and one of my workers is out of line, and they're being charged with something. I roll into the Brighton police station. I say, hey, let me get some information. Hey, you're my buddy. What's going on with this case? Like, I do believe that you're not going to get all the information. Like, it's not an open book. Like, there's two sides to it, too, and the police can't just sit there. Here's all we found. Hey, you independent third party who has nothing to do with this at this point in time other than employing the guy that's being charged.
Well, how about this? Can you confirm that there are criminal charges against this guy?
So everybody knows that.
All right, so
I looked that up.
What more do you need?
Well, Deshaun.
There obviously are other...
Yeah, but he's innocent until proven guilty.
No, I get it, but has that been the case with everybody in this league?
To me, it's so funny.
Has everybody been innocent until proven guilty in this league?
But don't you feel like it's all about the temperature of the room? Okay, so you could have someone being charged and nobody gives a crap, and it's not a serious offense, and it's not a hot button topic. They'll let some things go. And they'll handle that differently. Another situation, there may be no criminal charges, but it's just a hot button topic. Everybody's going nuts about it. So you kind of have to address that side differently. I don't think there's a hard and fast rule at all for anything that they do. Because if there was, he'd be more consistent. He can't be more consistent. He can't. Like, how is he going to? So Deshaun Watson, you're going to hold him out? Commissioner's exemplist? Well, I don't know yet. We don't have all the information. We just can't just do this, you know, just because we feel like it and we don't like all the heat that this guy's getting. Like, what if we did that for every single person that got in trouble?
We don't have all that much information. This is from May of 2021 in SI. Tony Busby. Now, he's the lawyer for all these women, correct? All
correct.
These women that kept coming
plus
forward. Yeah. So he told Fox 26 in Houston that this led to attending a fourth meeting between the two camps. Four of the plaintiffs met with the NFL's lead investigator, Lisa Friel. And Busby said that he was, quote, there were probably four more women who would want to meet with the NFL. Quote, however, he's not sure whether or not he'll let them due to the disrespect he felt the league showed his clients. His clients met with the NFL. Like, this
the
is what
investigator.
I'm saying.
Freely.
They're investigators.
They don't have to. They don't have to.
But they did.
But because they want to. They want to use it as leverage. So, like, again, if I'm at Subway, like, hey, I'm going to meet with the Subway owner so I can get this guy fired. Like, okay, Subway just wants to make sure they don't look stupid, so Subway doesn't invigilate. It's a PR play. Are you really gonna believe Tony Busby?
I'm confused here. In the last 10 years or so, I don't exactly. I can't remember like the league waiting to have all of the information, you know, or let all of the court hearings go through before they put a guy on an exempt list. Like, I don't remember that.
We don't have all the access to that information.
Like, I don't. I remember them having, like, what the story is and just being like, that's enough. and then we'll see how it plays out in the court. If you get whatever, we'll take you off the exempt list if everything's good. If not, you're staying where you are.
I'm just amazed. It's like, this is the only league that this happens in. Well, it doesn't happen in any other league.
Of course, it's all about Deshaun Watson, right? Like, yeah. And he even says, we don't have all the information. And they probably won't put him on the exempt list because they don't have all the information. And then you got this from John McClain, the Houston Chronicle. He came out with this. This was last night, talking about a potential trade for Deshaun.
He's told him other places he wouldn't go. The only one he said he will go to is Miami. I wrote they wanted to get a deal done by the end of the week. If not, it could go to the trade deadline. The problem is Stephen Ross, the owner, he wants it and he signed off on it. They've got the compensation that includes at least 3 number one picks over the next 2 years. But Ross wants the legal issues to be resolved. And there's only one way to do that before the deadline on November 2nd at 3 p.m. Central, and that's if he reaches settlement. And I haven't heard anything that there's any settlements coming, but deadlines tend to initiate action, so we'll see. If he'd have said yes to Miami last week and resolved and reached settlements, he could have been playing against the Texans on November 7th in Miami.
Mm. A deal is in place? Like, the compensation's in place, just the owner, Ross, of the Miami Dolphins, wants the legal issues kind of taken care of? So is that sort of a way, like, hey, listen, Deshaun, if you really want to get this thing, if you want to be traded, you can make it all go away. You got 7 days to work out a settlement. And from the sounds of it, Roger Goodell's not going to put you on exempt list. You can settle with some of these clients in the next week. We already agreed on the compensation. We're good. Like, that's it?
I mean, it seems that way, but okay, so, but if you're Tony Busby, I mean, you have a very strong position that you're in.
You sure now do. You got a deadline.
You have a deadline, and you have a guy that's desperate just to move on with his life.
Yeah.
But I thought, also thought, that, but that doesn't get rid of the criminal charges.
No.
You drop the charges, it's too late.
No. It's just the criminal case will get played out.
I mean, so now there's no
civil trial.
According
to Goodell, it seems like we don't have enough information to put you on an exempt list, so, you know, well, whatever. You can trade to Miami, go play football, and we'll wait to let the court here in court play itself out.
Yeah, see.
But I'm amazed that this came out last night, that they have agreed to compensation. That it might be 3 first-round picks. They might not get the 2 seconds that they want, so it might be 3 firsts and a third and a fourth or 2 thirds or whatever. But
that's too much.
But I'm just saying, when a report like this comes out, we've talked about this before, too, with GMs making trades. When a report like this comes out, what's Brian Flores doing right now?
Well, you know, why? Why Brian Flores?
You think Tua's in his office? Or going, wait, we've already agreed on compensation? Like, this deal is done? If he can just straighten out his legal, the deal's done? Like, I'm traded or I'm on the bench? Like, what? Brian, what are we doing here? I'm trying to prepare for this next week's game.
Well,
and now I'm hearing it's like this, that the owner and the GM have agreed on compensation. Like, to me, that's like, we're good. Like, we've decided we're moving forward with him and not you.
Why can't it be false? Why can't it be like Mike Tomlin? Hey, you're going to take the job at USC? Dude, shut up. I'm not even talking about it. Never say never, but never.
So Brian Flores can come out and say, you know what? That guy, McClain, out in Houston, he's full of crap.
Yeah.
Our owner hasn't agreed to anything. Our GM hasn't agreed to anything. You think Tua buys that?
Well, I mean,
he's been going on now for about how many months? 5 months with Deshaun going to Miami?
I also feel like there's a big, giant issue with just, you know, Tua alone, because they're asking him about it every single day. Like, every single day they're asking me about it. He's like, it's not that I don't want to be here, I think is what he said. So it looks like, I mean, listen, the Carolina Panthers look like they're out of it. It looks like
it's Miami.
It looks like it's Miami. And, geez, if it does happen now, so the trade deadline is a week from today, actually.
Yeah, a week from today.
So they got some time.
Yeah, well, you're right, though. Busby's sitting there saying, you really want to get this thing done.
See, to me,
How about this? No, I want more. Monday night, how about this? I want more.
Yeah.
Deadline's tomorrow, Deshaun.
Yeah.
Deadline's tomorrow. How much more are you going to give me? I mean, you want to be traded, don't you? You want to play football, don't you? How much you want to pay me?
Yeah,
I
thought Busby just wanted to make sure, an issue. Like, people were recognizing
what was going
on.
No, he cares for his clients, Christian. He cares for his clients. Trying to get them the best deal they could possibly get. I just find it amazing that, you know, first off, the Deshaun Watson, I've never seen in the last 4 or 5 years, given where our world is in the state of sports, like a story of Deshaun Watson just die, just disappear. Just, it's a ghost. Nobody even talks about anything, any of the charges, any of the women. We don't believe the women anymore. We think they're just out there just trying to just collect
shake
money.
Shake them down.
Just shake them down. Now, all of a sudden, we don't believe the women. You know, and it's 22 of them or whatever. Maybe there's even more now, 30. I have no clue. But it is just gone. It's gone until they trade the Dolphins. And then guess what? Women's rights are going to be out there in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
And
all of a sudden,
everyone's going to be pissed. The Dolphins traded for this guy, but no one's pissed that this guy's just sitting around collecting paychecks, just collecting his money. No one's upset now, but they'll get pissed off when he gets traded and he starts playing.
I do wonder, so they signed off on it, and, okay, so it's three number ones, and it's got to be done. Well, I guess it doesn't technically have to be done next week. Why does it have to be done next week?
That's the trade
deadline. I know, but why can't, so if it doesn't happen then, you'd have to wait till, you have to wait till the end of the regular season.
Yeah, the offseason.
Yeah.
But I think Deshaun Watson isn't, if you're a Patriots fan, I mean, yeah, you might play them at the end of the year, and it's a concern. It's not really about 2021. It's about 2022. And having Deshaun Watson, another year of that team kind of building, you know, with Waddle, with Devontae Parker, with Gesicki, you know, and now you got this guy here, and Waddle. Did I say Waddle and Parker? Yeah. So, and then it's Josh Allen up in Buffalo. I mean, you know, this is about 2022 staring at your division and saying you got Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson. Two of the top, probably, what, four quarterbacks in the league? Two of the top five quarterbacks
at
least in the
Jones.
League. And then you got your Mac Jones.
We got Mac Jones.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.